Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Emke covering, for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Emke covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from McCurdy to Hunfield covering second. The throw back to home, and Cochran is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive towards the mound. Amk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Emke reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat strikes out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a fly ball towards left. Wheat catches it, throws to Boley, who relays to second to get Clancy, who can't get back to the bag on time. Double play. Falk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Howard Emke. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheat takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Pate now pitching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barrett strikes out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Pate. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler is hit by the pitch. Com moves to third. Connolly moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wheat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Bishop, who tags McCurdy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dyke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward bunts for a single. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Ward trying to get to home. Bishop throws to Cochran, who tags Ward for the out. Connolly moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Joe Boley. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cy Perkins pinch hits for Sam Gray. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.